A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In those days, King Herod laid hands upon some members of the church to harm them. He had James, the brother of John, killed by the sword. And when he saw that this was pleasing to the Jews, he proceeded to arrest Peter also. It was the feast of the unleavened bread. He had him taken into custody and put in prison, under the guard of four squads of four soldiers each. He intended to bring him before the people after Passover. Peter thus was being kept in prison, but prayer by the church was fervently being made to God on his behalf. On the very night before Herod was to bring him to trial, Peter, secured by double chains, was sleeping between two soldiers, while outside the door, guards kept watch on the prison. Suddenly the angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone in the cell. He tapped Peter on the side and awakened him, saying, "Get up quickly." The chains fell from his wrists. The angel said to him, "Put on your belt and your sandals," and he did so. Then he said to him, "Put on your cloak and follow me." So he followed him out, not realizing that what was happening through the angel was real. He thought he was seeing a vision. They passed the first guard, then the second, and came to the iron gate leading out of the city, which opened for them by itself. They emerged and made their way down an alley, and suddenly the angel left him. The word of the Lord. The angel of the Lord rescued those who fear him. The angel of the Lord will rescue those who fear him. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever in my mouth. Let my soul glory in the Lord. The lowly will hear me and be glad. The angel of the Lord will rescue those who fear him. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us together extol his name. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and he delivered me from all of my fears. The angel of the Lord will rescue those who fear him. Look to him that you may be radiant with joy and your faces may not blush with shame. When the poor one called out, the Lord heard, and from all his distress he saved him. The angel of the Lord will rescue those who fear him. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Taste and see how good the Lord is. Blessed the man who takes refuge in him. The angel of the Lord will rescue those who fear him. The second reading is a reading from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy. I, Paul, am already being poured out like a libation, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have completed well. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. From now on, the crown of righteousness awaits me, which the Lord, the just judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but to those who have longed for his appearance. The Lord stood by me and gave me strength, so that through me the proclamation might be completed and all the Gentiles might hear it. And I was rescued from the lion's mouth, and the Lord will rescue me from every evil threat. And he will bring me safe to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi. And he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. The Gospel of the Lord. None of you seem very excited today. So I don't know if because you're sleepy, it's Monday, you know, Jesus isn't going to come to you today in the Eucharist. I don't know what this is today. But anyway, today, as we come before the Lord, it's a feast day. It's the feast of the apostles, St. Peter and St. Paul. And both of them, of course, were the ones that we have built our faith on. Well, it's all built on Jesus, of course, but then after Jesus, he starts and he looks at Peter and he says, "You are rock, and upon this rock I will build my church," right? And so that's why we follow the Pope, you know. And then he says, you know, again, these people are going crazy over the Pope. You better listen. Pope, you, Peter, Francis, whatever you declare loosed, whatever you bind on earth, I'm going to bind it in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, I will loose in heaven. That's great power he gave to the popes. Great power. And so when we go against him, you got to just sit there and think. Again, in Canon 7, I think it's 712 or 721, I get it mixed up. It says, if you will not submit to the authority of the Holy Father, the Pope, then you are in schism. So what does that mean? You have separated yourself from the Catholic faith. And you might be really Catholic. Oh, look how Catholic I am. I believe everything, except I don't agree with the Pope. You're no longer Catholic. You've separated yourself. Have fun out there. We need to be people that do what Christ says, and we need to listen to him. And so he gave us a Pope to lead us and to guide us. Not that we have to always agree with him, but we always got to follow him. And then you look at Paul, and here's Paul, who's so confident. Think about this. If anybody else was to say this, we'd go crazy. Paul's about ready to die. And what does he say? I've completed well. You know, I'm ready. Now God's going to give me the reward he promised me. He says, I'm going to heaven. Huh? You're not supposed to say that, Paul. Yes, he says it. It's in Scripture. He had the faith that Jesus loved him more than he did. And we got to just believe that, first of all, about our church, that Jesus loves the church, and he's never going to let it be gone astray, and that he's going to be with us. I love that line, you know, and that's what I tweeted out this morning. In Timothy, the Lord stood by me and gave me strength. The Lord stands by each of us and gives us strength today. So no matter what you're going to do today, no matter what's going on, Jesus is with you, and he'll give you his strength. So focus on that, believe that, and receive that. Make sure you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us proclaim.